Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
I had to get that bit right about the young carers because I know you're actually part of an umbrella group which is Action for Carers Surrey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, Claire, you made the point when we were talking off air about it being Surrey Young Carers. This is quite a thing, really, because most people's thoughts on who carers are or the people that do caring tends to normally be the older ones rather than young people. But there's an awful lot of young people doing a lot of caring, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an awful lot. I mean, one in five young people are young carers, and they're just the ones that we know about. There are so many. They say there's about 800,000 young carers in England alone, and that's just the older children, so 11 to 16, whereas we look after children from five upwards.
Are you telling me there are carers at the age of five?
Yeah, they're classed as young carers. They could be young carers that help to look after siblings as well. And their role in the caring may be to the point where they'll be playing with their siblings to help to prevent maybe a meltdown if they're finding it difficult to regulate. And that's massive for parents that are caring as well, to have that help from their other children to help to keep their siblings regulated is huge. You know, it's a massive thing.
So it's not really just being brother or sister. I mean, and the natural thing would be to help your brother or sister. This goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, it goes beyond that. It's often the first thing that happens when they wake up in the morning, and then they hopefully get a bit of respite in school if they're able to get to school, and then of course they're straight back into it as soon as they get home.
Wow, and you've said there are an awful lot of young people involved in this, but at the age of five, I'm sort of flabbergasted really at that. How on earth do you find out about these young people?
So we will receive referrals from people, from family support workers or schools or GPs. Families themselves can refer young carers as well, and they come in to us, and then they are allocated to our teams depending on the level of caring that they have.
Yeah, I mean, and you're only one care organisation for a particular area. I mean, that's one little chunk of the UK. This is going on all over the UK, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's an estimated 1 million young carers across the UK. And again, I keep saying it, but it's really important. They're just the ones that we know about. They do say there are 3 young carers on average in every classroom.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, if you don't mind me interjecting, we have registered with us at the moment, we have 2,600 just registered with us, but I can't imagine how many more in Surrey that aren't actually registered with us.
What you're telling me sometimes, it kind of leaves me speechless, really, that we have this situation. Now, Action for Carers, you say your parent organisation, is actually a registered charity, isn't it?
Yep, and so are we. Surrey Young Carers are a registered charity.
Are you a separate organisation, or is that... I'm trying to work this out. So you've got Surrey Young Carers. Is this a branch of Action for Carers, or is it a completely separate charity?
It is a branch, so we all come under the umbrella of Action for Carers.
Yeah, so how are you actually funded?
So we're funded by Surrey County Council, and we also do some external funding when we can. And we've also had local Lions. I'd like to give a shout out to Hawley Lions because they have generously donated funds for the young carers, so we can take them out, do some activities, have like a silent disco. We've got a Skittles corn tournament that we're going to go to in June. So, yeah.
This is almost like respite for carers, isn't it? For young carers. It's respite, really. I mean, you get referrals from various organisations, I'm guessing from social services to do with some of this stuff. And, well, it's not the cheapest thing to run, is it?
No, it's not. And we rely on hugely on the goodwill of local businesses as well. We have some amazing supporters that run events for us and take the young carers on and to do different things, different places, and they'll just have a whale of a time, have the best time ever. Like Sarah said, the Lions at Hawley, we go to the Aviation Museum at Gatwick, we do lots of lovely things, and the idea primarily is to give young carers a break from their caring role. That's what we want to
do. Do you actually approach them?
Approach the...
The young people, or do they approach you?
Oh, so we will have a referral in from somebody, maybe a needs picked up at school, or a family support worker that's working with that family, and they will... And then once they come to us, we then meet with the young carers, and then we register them, and then they're then invited to a whole host of events and activities.
We're also going into schools now, Tony, to develop more links with groups that are going on in schools, and hopefully then when they're going, you know, when their young carers are identified in schools and they may go to a caring group in within that school, that they also get to know about us. So we'll be going into the schools to just highlight what Surrey Young Carers do. If they want to register with us, then they can, and they'll obviously get invited to all the events that we do. So yeah, we're going into schools at the moment.
Yeah, what sort of, I mean, if you're going into schools, what sort of response do you get from the schools?
Oh, I've been inundated with people saying, please come in, come in, come in, come in, so which is brilliant. So yes, schools are really, you know, really engaging with us, with Surrey Young Carers, which is amazing.
And they're kind of supportive of their students in this matter.
Yes, very supportive. And there's a lot of young carer groups, like within lots of different schools, with the secondary schools as well as the primary schools. So yeah, I mean, it varies, because it depends on what, you know, what the school have, you know, time wise and facilities that they have, and obviously funding and everything, but we are developing really strong links now with local schools, which is fantastic, because they get to know about our organisation and what we can do for young carers, and also we get to know about them, and they identify. It's a really good partnership.
I was going to say the problem here, as far as I can see, is, I mean, I'm just the ordinary Joe on the street, and I've got to say, I mean, because of what I do, I've heard of Action for Carers, but I know lots and lots of people won't have heard of Surrey Young Carers or Action for Carers or any of these care organisations. So I would guess in all of this, part of your work is actually bringing an awareness to the public, and that's probably part of your major part of your job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's a huge part of it, because a lot of young carers don't class themselves as carers, much like parent carers, or if it's your spouse, your husband or your wife, you don't see yourself as a carer. You just think, well, that's just my brother, that's my mum, that's my husband, that's what I do, I'm not caring, that's what I'm here for, that's me. But they are still carers, absolutely, and as much as it's important to look after the cared for, that's absolute priority, it's really important that we look after the people that are looking after them.
Yeah, so how, I mean, apart from going into schools, how do you get the word out there? Because I believe you've got an awareness day coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. We have, in March, that is.
They're both eager to tell me about this one. Who's going first?
Go for it, Sarah.
Okay, so yeah, we're really excited, actually. Myself and Claire are really excited. So we're going to be taking a group of young carers to Reigate Town Hall on Young Action Carers Day on the 13th of March. So yeah, they're going to get to meet the mayor, share their experience being a young carer, and to have a look around the town hall. And
it's an imposing place.
we've actually been there. Myself and Claire have actually been there, and it's a nice big building.
Yeah,
very spacious.
That's one way of describing it, I suppose. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, that's, I mean, I'm guessing that's all from the point of view that you get help or support from the local council, anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. They're so keen to support us, and the idea of being able to share the Young Carers Awareness Day with the mayor and the exposure that gives is huge, and to give the children that opportunity to meet him and to have a look around the town hall and to create that memory and to make those links is just fantastic.
Yeah, now the other thing, of course, with all of this is you mentioned that you've got X number of young carers that you know about, but there are X number of young carers that you don't know about. Is this also a way of trying to reach out to them?
Yeah, it is. Definitely. Really, really important, without a doubt. There is a huge number of young carers that regularly miss school, as much as a quarter of young carers miss school as they get older. And if we can increase those links with the schools, get the word out there that there is support for the young carers, all of that will have a huge impact on their life chances.
I mean, is there any sort of help for these young people in terms of getting more appropriate care? I mean, I know there's one thing, you know, oh, my mum's not too well today, I've got to look after my mum for the day. That's one thing. But when you've got parents or people with slightly more long-term needs and children dealing with that, I mean, is there any prospect of actually upgrading that help from childcare to something a little more adult.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important that we can identify if the young carers are having too much of a caring role, but we work very much with the families. We're there to support them and to mainly to look after the young carers and to give them that time out and to identify any need that we can to help to make their life as lovely as possible.
Okay, now you also mentioned that your funding predominantly comes from Surrey County Council, I think you said. Is there much of a connection with social services in terms of the welfare of these young people?
Yeah, we do have links with all aspects of family support, without a doubt. We have the ability to refer onwards if we need to, and signpost families for support. If we identify something we think that would benefit them from making links with other organisations, we can certainly do that as well.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question here about websites, because I'm looking at the actionforcarers.org.uk website, which I got told, we're Surrey Young Carers. Do you have a separate website, or is there a page in here somewhere mysteriously that I can find?
There is a page. So if you go onto the Action for Carers website, and then there should be if you click on one of the boxes at the top, it should say Young Carers.
Okay, about us. Yep.
Okay, and then scroll down, and then you'll see a subheading that says a network partner of Carers Trust. Underneath that, it says specialised support.
Yep.
And then it says if you're a young carer aged under 18, and then you can click on Surrey Young Carers Team.
Ah, gotcha. Found it now. So the web address is actionforcarers.org.uk /who-we-help/young-carers, etc. But anyway, that address will be up on the website with details of what you do and this conversation. And hopefully a couple of pictures of you two as well.
Oh dear.
Really?
We don't want to put them off.
I can see that worries you. This is the first one. We're going to come back and talk to you again in March, just before the actual week and the day itself and the trip to the Mayor's Parlour.
Yeah.
I must get to talk to the Mayor, I think, about this one as well at some point. And we will talk to you both again then. But for now, if there's anything you'd like to add to anybody that wants to contribute or... contribute really to a charity. If you want, one of you wants to make a quick appeal, you can do.
Go for it, Claire.
Just sorry, Young Carers. We are just grateful for anything at all that you're happy to. We have so many lovely organisations that facilitate things for us to take our young carers to. We're forever grateful. They have the most wonderful time. It just gives them some lovely memories, and the most important thing is it gives them a break from their caring role. So anything you can do to help, we'd be hugely thankful.
Claire Terry, Sarah Hayes, thank you very much for talking to us today, and made me smile anyway. And good luck with the event when it comes up. But we will talk to you at the beginning of March to update a little on that one. For now, ladies, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Tony.